USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has released its January sheep and goat inventory survey. NAS contacted some 13,000 sheep operations and about 8,000 goat producers in 48 states during the month of January to get a handle on the U.S. sheep and lamb inventory and goat and kid inventory. Dan Carestis, chief of the NAS Livestock Branch, has the sheep numbers.
Looking at our all sheep and lamb numbers for this year, we're at 99% of a year ago. We're at 6.1 million animals. Our market sheep are at 1.6 million head. That's down 2% from a year ago. Our breeding sheep and lambs, they're even with a year ago. Our previous year lamb crop is down 1% from a year ago. So we're seeing a general decline in the sheep numbers.
But Carestis says that isn't really a surprise, as there have really only been 2 years of increases in the last 65 years.
Sheep's been declining since 1942. We saw a slight upward trend in 05 and 06. That was basically brought upon by the ewe retention program. We saw a little bit of a buildup in the herd during those years. However, since that program has gone away, we're basically seeing the sheep inventory decrease again.
Carestis says NAS shows there's a different story for goats.
Our total goat inventory is up 3% in the U.S., and that's a trend that has been increasing since 2005. Angora goats continues to go downward. We're down on Angora goats 8% from a year ago. However, that's being made up by milk and meat and other goats. Milk goats are up 2% from a year ago at 296,000 head. Our meat goats are up 5% from a year ago at 2.4 million head. So our total goats, showing that 3% increase at 2.9 million head, it shows that the goat industry is alive and well in the United States, and it is definitely a growing industry.
NAS also released the January cattle inventory survey Friday afternoon. Carestis says sheep, goat, and cattle producers can use these surveys to make marketing decisions for the coming year. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.